Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this. Welcome in. Hour number three. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan FM. Can I not screw up today? We'll find out over the next 2 hours.
Said I was going to make a Leach open yesterday. We had Mike Leach open from the AM days that I was going to try to pull over. And I, man, it's not only been a hectic week here at work.
Yeah.
And then, like, now it's been thrown off a little bit. I know, woe is me. I get home at, like, almost noon sometimes, which is weird when your kids are home from school.
Yeah, it's just hanging out waiting for you.
I feel like I'm walking into a hornet's nest when I open the door. And then it's like also been a week of, we have plans today.
We have things to do today.
From this time to that time. We have this and we have that. Yeah. We have this and then that and then that and this. I'm like, can I have any time?
Just a little bit of time. A little daddy time. Dad needs a little alone time here, okay? Can I sit down and get some stuff done? All right,
come on. I'm going to do it today. Just make a bologna sandwich. Collect a thought.
Dude. Swag had this on something he was asked to pick up on his way home the day we flipped to FM2, and it's just like kind of a big, you know, kind of a big day. We got some stuff going on. You know, it's a big week.
Yeah.
Things will settle down. We'll all get into a normal routine, but this week our heads are spinning a little bit.
Well, the wife has been very great. She's made coffee for me. She's like, hey, get to bed, you idiot. Like, she's been very great. She's one of the best partners I could have in any life. But, like, I didn't know where I was going with that. She's the best.
Okay. I love her.
I love her. I haven't divorced her. It's the kids.
Yeah, the kids, man.
Hey, what can I have for lunch? Make a sandwich.
Go make something yourself.
Can you make it for me?
No.
No.
It's three ingredients.
It's all it takes.
Yeah.
And you know what they hate? They hate when they hear you say, like, what you had to do as a kid. Like, you know, in the summer when my mom worked, guess who figured it out?
I was on my own.
This guy.
Every day.
Oh, Dad, I want to hear about what you had to do as a kid.
Cry me a river.
Yeah, grilled cheese, pretty easy.
Pretty easy. A little cheese, a little butter, pan, boom.
I don't make Chef Boyardee, but like we had it. I used it.
Peanut butter and jelly. Need bread. You need a knife. You need peanut butter. You need jelly. Boom, there's your lunch.
My mom worked two jobs. You know what I had for dinner? Cereal. It's like easy. Buttered toast and cereal, dude.
Do you ever make impulse buys from things that you enjoyed as a kid?
These
that
kids like, want gourmet meals for everything. I'm like, dude, it doesn't work that way.
I go through this sometimes with the 18-month-old with Teddy Ballgame, and I think to myself, I need to be making him X, Y, and Z for lunches and for dinners, and then he just ends up throwing half of it on the floor anyways. And I'm like, why am I spending this much time making meals that he's not even going to end up eating the majority of it? And then sometimes I order a pizza, and he eats the entire piece. And I'm like, well, that was easy. That was simple.
Well, the pizza's an easy go-to. You were going to ask. I assume, do you ever see something in a store that you used to
eat? Yeah, like an impulse buy as a kid, because I had this the other day.
I did Sloppy Joe's a few years ago, and I was like, my kid hasn't had Sloppy Joe's. I used to eat this. My mom would make this all the time, and I'd eat like seven of them things.
It's phenomenal.
Gotta be honest, dude. I had it, and I was like, this is disgusting.
Why did I eat these when I was a kid?
Now, you can say, homemade Sloppy Joe's is what you gotta do, Sprague. Okay, I will believe you there. I bought the canned stuff, did the ground beef. It was awful.
Did the whole thing.
Tasted like dog food.
We were at the grocery store last week, walking down the frozen aisle. You know what peaked, you know, caught my eye, and I grabbed...
Totino's.
No, but it was next to the Totino's.
Pizza rolls?
I got a giant box of pizza bagels.
Oh, if you're smart and you have a kid now, you have to have.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, you just have
Gino's
to.
Gino's pizza
rolls. You got to have pizza rolls at all times.
Ready to go.
Hands on deck, you know, like emergency situation.
We need food. What do we got? Open the oven, put them in, boom, pizza bagels. Let's go.
Now, I don't eat them anymore, but they're nice to have as a go-to.
I may or may not have had 12 of them. You know, but who's counting? We got a lot to get to in this hour.
12 of them?
People aren't counting. Nobody cares. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
I do get excited to give my 9-year-old the frozen pizzas, like the Pizza Baron, you know, pepperoni sausage.
Because you know there's going to be a slice left for you.
Half of a slice at all times. I'm like, yeah. Yes. I put a little hot sauce on that thing. I'm like, great.
Dirk can't wait until Teddy Ball games.
Dude, kid food's phenomenal.
Chicken nuggies, dino nuggies.
I'm eating all of it, man. Every time he loves mac and cheese, and I love making him mac and cheese because I get to eat. He doesn't eat that much, so I get to eat the rest of the macaroni and cheese.
It's hot dogs. They'll be glizzies.
I think, unfortunately, I've ruined my kids. Like, they have a... There is tiers to being poor. And I've lived the bottom tier, all right? Melted government cheese on bread and Pepto-Bismol for dessert because it's minty like ice cream. I've also lived, like, slightly higher-end level of poor. And what that is, hey, you know that... Kraft mac and cheese with the powder. Mommy's got a bonus this month. We're going to have the Velveeta shells mac and cheese.
The Velveeta mac and cheese.
And I have given my kids that level of pour. So when I do the Kraft, it is get this peasant food out of my life.
They will not eat it.
No, nah. They don't like it. It doesn't matter how good I make it. They're like, give me the shells. And I'm like, you little bastard.
Spoiled brat.
You don't know what it's like, man.
Yeah, it's just that's tough when you're cooking the food for the kids and they set them up to a high standard. We were raised a little bit differently, you know? Somebody else is texting in about Sloppy Joe's saying the same thing. Dude, I was so stoked for Sloppy Joe's for the family. I was so disappointed. Not how I remembered it at all.
I used to put a little cheese on it and it was so good. The cheese would melt slightly and I made it, man. And it was just the manwich can with ground beef. It's all the recipe
that's
is.
That's all. It's simple.
It was so bad. Yeah. And my daughter's like, this is gross. And I go, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't remember it tasting like this.
No, you gotta call a hot route right in the middle of dinner. Well, what are we going to eat?
She yelled at me the other day, like, hey, you haven't made me any lunch. And I'm like, go eat a Sunnyside sandwich. She goes, what's Sunnyside sandwich? I go, it's what my mom used to make it. It's just mayo and mayonnaise or mustard and mayo on bread.
Yeah, it's simple and easy.
That sounds gross, Dad. I go, yeah, well, when it's named something like that, you get kind of excited about it, and then you lie to yourself and tell you it tastes good.
It's going to brighten up your day. It's going to brighten up your afternoon. Let's get to RIP Justin Fields. He died this morning.
Well, let's not.
Wait, just kidding. He didn't actually die.
He stubbed his toe.
This is one of the... Sometimes NFL media drives me nuts.
Adam Schefter should be suspended for 2 days for the way he tweeted this out.
So this broke. We have people texting into our show at 6:30 this morning in the middle of the Magic Hat. How dare they try and interrupt the Magic Hat with quarterback injury news?
I mean, it's a starting quarterback.
But does anybody care?
We had salmon sperm to talk about.
We did. Salmon sperm is a bigger storyline than Justin Fields being the starting quarterback of the New York Jets. The
bigger
Jets are going to be terrible.
Fields' toe injury or salmon sperm facials.
Like now, especially that Aaron Rodgers is gone, does anybody care about the New York Jets? Do we have a single listener that's invested in what the Jets do this year? Why? Just because they're an NFL team? Do you have a bet on them?
In the NFL version of
they
what
are
we talked about,
irrelevant.
Silent assassins.
The
AFC
Jets.
East.
Jets are your silent assassin. Justin Fields puts it together this year. You sound like me right now. So it came out this morning.
I think he's going to do what he did in Pittsburgh. And I think Aaron Glenn's going to turn it around defensively.
Okay. What did he do in Pittsburgh? He got benched in Pittsburgh.
Well, that was a stupid benching.
I mean, I don't disagree with that, but he did get benched.
Thank you. All right. Well, Tomlin, sub-500 incoming. They signed Garrett Wilson. He's happy. I'm just saying, watch. The Jets are going to be feisty.
Feisty? Feisty what?
A feisty 7-10.
7-10.
Feisty.
What's their over-under, Swag? Can you look that up in Vegas? I want to know, because if you think they're going to win 7 games this year... you know how many touchdown passes?
What if
passes?
They're over under 6.5? I'm not crazy then.
No.
I'm right on the number.
Do you know how many touchdown passes Justin Fields threw last year?
Not as many as he rushed for.
He played in 10 games.
Okay.
I'm
going to say 10 games.
10
he
games.
Threw 8 touchdowns.
5.
Yeah.
5.
He was running a lot.
He was running a lot.
I think he's going to run a lot again.
So there was a Jets reporter who had a report this morning at 6:30 that he limped off the practice field this morning for the Jets. He was in practice, got banged up, and people helped him. They walked him off the field. Somehow that then led to Adam Schefter reporting and others doubling down on he was carted off the field, and that led to everybody making the same, the Jets are cursed, how could they do this, their quarterback's hurt, here we go again, he's probably going to be out for the year because he was carted off the field with a lower leg injury. And when you hear that, carted off the field in training camp, lower leg injury, where do all of our minds go?
ACL,
something
Achilles,
serious?
Like something where...
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, he's out for the year.
I like Justin Fields. That sucks. That's horrible news at a training camp.
Being carted off tells me in my mind, you're out for the year until I hear otherwise.
He dislocated a toe. He's going to be fine.
Yeah, he had somebody step on a toe.
Somebody stepped on a toe. They think it's dislocated. It's not broken. They're taking more x-rays. Justin Fields will be fine.
Poll questions up. What's the bigger story? Justin Fields' toe injury or salmon sperm skincare?
Ooh,
at Dirt and Spray.
You that's a solid poll question right there.
I mean, I've got to go though.
I know where I'm going to vote, but to each their own. You choose your own
He's going to start week one.
He will likely. How long does it take to recover from a dislocated toe? Probably a month. Is that too short?
I don't know, but I had a thought the other day because I think it was Jaren Jackson Jr. from Memphis. It was announced right after he signed that contract that he has turf toe. We need to really rename this injury.
Turf toe? Too friendly?
It's way too friendly. It makes somebody think the athlete is soft, and by everybody's commentary on it that's played.
One of the most brutal things you can go through.
It's one of the worst injuries, but it's way too soft of a name. Turf toe?
Let's rename turf toe on the show today.
Let me reread exactly how it's described the injury is, and then we should come up with a name.
Okay.
Turf toe is way too soft of a name.
Yeah.
It's something that it keeps athletes back, man.
Like, yes, it does.
Tough athletes. Football players miss weeks with turf toe.
Very hard time overcoming it.
It makes me think you got a blister on your toe. And
it
then
does.
I'm like, oh, that you're out for 4 weeks with that?
You need a Band-Aid on your big toe? You got an owie down there?
I know it's a bad injury. I've heard about it. Like, the name needs to be changed.
I think
turf
I agree
toe.
With you there. Google AI is telling me a dislocated toe typically takes 3 to 8 weeks. So if he's on the shorter end of that, he likely will be ready.
If it's at the 4 week, that's perfect.
I mean, we are, what, 6 weeks away from the opening week of the NFL season, right?
Yeah, we're going into after six Labor Day. More Sundays until we have kickoff week.
He's
going
to be back for week one. He'll
You're out on
fine.
The Jets, huh?
I am out on the Jets.
Poo-pooing the Jets.
I think I'm out on the Jets just in perpetuity for the rest of my life.
Really?
I don't care what the Jets do. I
you
don't care
who
they hire.
You would have said that about the Lions, though. It's going to happen.
Oh, I for sure. At some point, they'll figure it out. I'm sure you're right. I mean, they have butt fumble get to back-to-back AFC title games.
What do you think their over-under is?
5.5.
It's not on the board.
He nailed
at least
it.
On,
well, because Fields is out, probably.
Yeah. That MGM has it right here.
Five and a half. I mean, that's one of the, like, how many teams have a lower over-under than that in the NFL? Probably not a lot.
But if they win 6 and I say 7, like, it's not, like, crazy.
No, it's not outlandish. I think I'll still take the under.
Dolphins 8.5 or Jets 5.5? Who's over you hitting?
Neither.
You got to bet.
I'm taking the under on both of them.
That's
I am
how you
betting.
Play the game.
I'm betting on both of the unders there.
Who's more likely to hit the over in that division, not Buffalo? Miami at 8.5, New England 8.5.
Oh,
or the Jets.
That's
5.5.
That's too high.
I think it's the Jets.
Am I hammering the unders in the entire AFC East? What's Buffalo's over under?
You can guess it.
12.5?
10.5.
10.5. Oh, that's my over bet for sure.
Okay, but of the three others, you pick the Jets to hit the over, don't you?
No, I'm not.
You think the Patriots will be 9-8 this year?
I don't think that they will, but I'd feel more confident gambling on Mike Vrabel and the Patriots than I would the New York Jets and Woody Johnson. And Justin Fields.
Aaron Glenn.
Aaron
Woody
Glenn.
Johnson, okay.
Let's go back to college football. I do have a couple of other NFL notes to get to. Training camps underway across the league. And so we'll dive some more into that in the next hour or so. A few other notes out of the media days that are going on, including USC, who is on the horizon today. And Ryan Abraham of Inside Troy or USCFootball.com is going to hop on, preview USC in their upcoming year. That is the Daily Ticker. And it is next on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
Daily Ticker time on a Thursday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new Hard Hops Blackberry Seltzer, infused with Strata hops made with real blackberries. Hard hops are available now at a store near you. Big Ten Media Days are going on. Final day today, right? I think this is it. Wraps up today?
Yeah, 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah.
So the final schools are going today. It's been great. Look, I'll say this. As a guy who gets home early from work and sits around and watches TV for half the day.
Yeah.
Having Big Ten Media Days on is great. It's just football content. Players come through, coaches come through. You're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that guy. Oh, let's learn about these players. So I've had a lot of Big Ten Network on my TV this week, and it continues and wraps up today. And USC goes today. Mm-hmm. Big, big year for old Lincoln Riley. Our guest today for the Daily Ticker is our great friend Ryan Abraham of USCFootball.com, at Inside Troy on Twitter. And Ryan, he's on our YouTube
he's
as well.
On YouTube
hey,
as
look
well.
At that. We made that work out. That's awesome. So you can go watch him on YouTube as well. Ryan, before we get to you and ask you a question, I want to start here. This happened the other day on ESPN Radio, and it kind of ties into what we'll probably ask you about, and I want to get your thoughts on it.
The thing that I'm most excited about Big Ten Media Days is I want to hear Lincoln Riley try to explain his last 2 years, because I can't think of anybody who's coaching has been more fraudulent since his first year with Caleb Williams. And I say that as somebody who admired what Lincoln Riley did at OU. I didn't admire the way he left. But I really think, and I know a lot of people are still gnashing teeth in Norman and Oklahoma City and across that state, but I frankly believe the Sooner Nation is better off today than it would have been had he stayed around, because there is something wrong with this guy, Dorian. I know we don't have time. I know we're at the end of the segment, but I did want to close on that note. I am underwhelmed, and I can't think of a coach in modern time who's making the kind of money that he's making who has done less.
Jimbo Fisher comes to mind. Feinbaum's got him in the crosshairs, so he's clearly a talking point. Big year for him. Your thoughts on that, and what is ahead for Lincoln Riley this year?
Yeah, I think Oklahoma was like 5-7 last year, so I'm not sure that the Sooners are better off. But
right.
I would say, I mean, he's not wrong, right? I mean, as far as year one was great. 11 wins, get another Heisman. That's always important to USC. They have 8 trophies now, and he's done really good with quarterbacks. But as far as building a team from scratch, and he had to do that, you know, we didn't know. He didn't have any track record. And I think this will definitely be a telling year. I mean, they lost a bunch of games they shouldn't have last year. You know, to go 13-11 over the last couple of years in the regular season, that's not going to cut it. So, I mean, I think the criticism is fair. And I think there was a lot wrong with the football program and the athletic department at USC. I think Jen Cohen, who came down from Washington, has done a really nice job trying to fix a lot of the stuff. But this is to me, it's not that hard of a schedule. Everything has been fixed around Lincoln Riley. So if he's not able to win on Saturdays this year, there's only one place you can point. I think they've put a lot of resources into trying to make Lincoln Riley successful. So this is a good year for Lincoln Riley to prove that, hey, Paul Feinbaum, you're wrong about that. You know, he's still a really good coach. If he can't win this year, I mean, it's really hard to disagree with a lot of what Paul said.
Yeah, Ryan, you cover that program as well as anybody, probably the best in our estimation, because you're a regular guest here when we talk USC football. I'm just curious, context matters, right? Like, people love to give the hot takes and talk about how disappointing somebody is or fire this guy. What is a successful season for Jen Cohen and the USC alums for Lincoln Riley in year 4 that maybe keeps them happy and says, okay, let's see what year 5 is going to be? What is that for the Trojans?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if 8-4 is going to cut it. I think it has to be like a 9-3 type of situation where you're on the cusp of, you know, playoff consideration or on the cusp of being in the top 4 of the Big Ten, you know, the Big Ten standings at the end. And, you know, certainly not 6-6 and losing to Maryland. But I think you got to get over that. There's, you know, a couple really tough games, the at Oregon game, the at Notre Dame game, you know, 2 playoff teams that you're playing on the road. And even, you know, at Illinois, a ranked team, fairly early in the season. But, you know, outside of that, I think there's just a lot of winnable games, and the games at home like Michigan and Iowa. I mean, you know, they should be able to get those done. If you can't do that and get to 9-3, you're probably losing games that you're favorite and, you know, maybe another fourth quarter lead and things like that. You know, for them to lose 5 games last year where they led in the fourth quarter, I mean, it shows they were there. And so I feel like you have to take strides. They shouldn't have been 6-6 last year. You know, maybe it's more of a 7-5 or 8-4 type of team. To get to 9-3, I don't think it's that big of a stretch. I think outside of that, the fans probably aren't going to be happy. And I don't think, you know, Jen Cohen and the athletic department would be happy.
Interesting. Ryan Abraham's our guest. USCfootball.com, live on YouTube as well. Shout out to Ryan for making that happen. Big Ten Media Day is going on day 3. USC is up today. You can follow Ryan on Twitter, at Inside Troy. I mean, just on this front of how does he kind of put it all together this year, how does Ryan Abraham feel about the roster? Like, it, you know, lost some guys, Branch leaving in the transfer portal. You know, the new quarterback starts, Maiava, I think is how you say it, at the end of the year last year, and I think they're bringing him back as a starter this year. Defense made steps, but still not elite. Like, how do you feel about the roster that he's put together going into year 4?
You know, I think the defensive side, when they brought in Danton Lynn, that helped a ton. And I think they were fundamentally sound on defense, but they really lacked size up front, and they addressed that in the offseason. Depth at linebacker could be a bit of an issue, but I think the rest of the defense should be better. I like the roster. The defensive line just looks different when you watch practice. It's a bunch of big guys over 300 pounds instead of guys that were 275 and got to 295 and were trying to play in the middle. I think that'll help force some negative plays. The big question for me is on the offensive side. You know, they brought in their starting guard coming in for Purdue. It still isn't eligible yet. He's working through NCAA stuff. I think the offensive line has to be better, but Jaden Maiava, you know, goes 3-1 at the end of the season, but a lot of the time he was on the field was pretty, you know, it was underwhelming, and there were some big mistakes, including like 2, you know, full field pick sixes in the Notre Dame game when you were driving to tie it. So I feel like he needs to make strides. And for the criticism of Riley, he's the quarterback guy. Like, he's had so many great quarterbacks. If you had him as your starter at the end of the season and then had the whole offseason to work with him to kind of raise that floor to maybe eliminate some of those big mistakes but keep that high ceiling where it is, I think Lincoln Riley could be the guy to do it. If they don't make strides at quarterback and score more points than they were doing last year, I think that's going to be a real big problem. But I like the roster is much better overall. And like I said, they fixed a lot of stuff around them. They brought in a new strength and conditioning coach. There's really no other excuses now than for the head coach to put it together and win a bunch more games.
I want to ask you about some of the roster pieces that they have for some of us who don't dive in fully to the depth charts and whatnot. I do want to ask, though, quickly, Feinbaum had said something in that clip of like, there's something going on with this guy. And, like, I don't know where that comes from, or he's just saying that because he hasn't had quite the success yet. You talk to these alums, you talk to these boosters, you talk to fans, you hear from them, all that. When you talk to maybe people in the know, what is your read on Lincoln Riley and maybe why this hasn't popped going into year four quite the way that I certainly thought it would, and it started out that way? Why hasn't it popped? What is it about L.A. and USC for Lincoln Riley?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. It seems that he likes, you know, Los Angeles, and they got that amazing home, like overlooking, you know, Palos Verdes and the ocean and everything. you know, so I think he likes that part of things. And, you know, he took over a great situation at Oklahoma with Bob Stoops. Now that's building something. And to be fair, everything around him in the athletic department, there were so many things that were wrong. They were way behind on NIL and all of that. And I think now going forward, I think one of the bigger mistakes he made was not focusing on local recruiting. And this offseason, they brought in Chad Bowden from Notre Dame as the general manager. He's the one that built the roster that went to the national championship game. And he changed a lot of the philosophies in the department. And they're going through their, you know, they now have the number one recruiting class for 2026. Mm-hmm. So every battle that they would have with Oregon for a big Southern California kid, they were losing. Now they're winning a bunch of those. I think they're doing it much better and focusing on some of the local, you know, the big local high schools and having more of a focus on high school recruiting than the portal. I think Lincoln Riley even said they probably emphasize the portal too much, like in year three. After the first year or two, you can kind of go to high school recruiting. They were sort of hesitant to do that. They're doing that now, and I think that's going to help going forward. But it's been this slow process to have so much success in year one and then just really kind of tripping over your own 2 feet for the next couple of years. It's time now to, like, turn things around and get it going for Lincoln Riley. I think a lot of the fan base are not very happy with where he is right now, and I think this is the opportunity. You go out, you can start 4-0 fairly easily against the schedule and try to get some momentum going and actually be a factor in the Big Ten in year two, where USC really wasn't a factor last year, and Oregon obviously comes in and wins the league. So they would like to be much more of a factor in the whole Big Ten race than they were last year.
Well, and let's close here, Ryan, because it is going to be a fascinating year for them. We were doing a segment the other day about most interesting storylines going into the Big Ten this season, and I think, you know, a couple of us mentioned USC and just everything that's on the plate for Lincoln Riley and the big year that he's having. What's the best-case scenario for USC this year? What's the worst-case scenario for USC this year?
I mean, I think it's going to be tough to, you know, you can win all these games, but I feel like, you know, maybe it's a 10-2 kind of thing where you're going to the college football playoff for the first time. And if you could win one of those against, you know, Oregon or Notre Dame on the road, maybe one of those teams has a little bigger step back than maybe you thought and, you know, lose to like Illinois or something. You know, I, if you could do that, sweep your home schedule and get a big road win in one of those, you know, big ones, I think that would be, you know, really successful and get a lot of momentum. I feel like that's sort of where, if things sort of click and fall into place, that's where it could go. But we saw, I mean, you can't say any game's a gimme when USC is the only team to lose. You know, Maryland's only win the Big Ten last year was USC. Like, that's, you can't tell me there's a game on the schedule that USC couldn't lose. So, I mean, they could be back to a 6-6 kind of situation if things don't fall right. So I don't think that's going to happen, but yeah. You can, after what we saw last year, you can't count really anything out.
Yeah. Well, give us a name maybe that's not getting the pub that they should and that you think is going to pop. And a lot of us people watching Big Ten football this year, we're going to go, oh man, this kid is amazing.
Yeah. I'll give you two on the receivers, because you mentioned like Zachariah Branch. They lost some 5-star receivers to the portal. Zachariah Branch, Juice Robinson, but the two guys they have left, Mekhi Lemon and Jacoby Lane, and Mekhi Lemon is here in Vegas for media day. I think last year they went in with like 5 number one guys, and this year there's like 2 alphas in the receiver room, and Jacoby Lane is big, and he plays like he's a big player, you know, 12 touchdowns last year, and Mekhi Lemon just gets open and makes a ton of plays. I think those two guys, now the focus will be on 2 receivers instead of like 5 or 6. I think it's going to help. I think both of them will shine this year.
Great stuff. Ryan Abraham, USC football up today in Big Ten Media Days in Las Vegas. USCfootball.com at Inside Troy. It's going to be a fascinating, fascinating season for Lincoln Riley. He was kind enough to hop on YouTube, so our listeners got to look at him.
Yeah, thanks a ton for
always
that,
Ryan. Love catching up with you, talking USC football. Thanks as always, my man, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Ryan Abraham of USC Football. .com. Great
Good stuff
from him,
man.
It's going to be...
He's plugged in.
You know, the interesting part there that I kind of took away is he doesn't think it's going to happen, but as he pointed out, you lose to Maryland last year, you kind of leave every possibility open in your mind. that like there's legitimately a conversation that could be had if this is another 6-6, 7-5.
He gone.
Like that's it.
It sounds like he'd be gone.
Like that's.
What do you do if you're them? Like, if you do end up buying him out, I don't even know what that is right now.
You also have Sark and Kiffin right now dominating at their schools that they're at. And I know they're at different positions in their career and they're older. And, you know, one was having substance abuse issues when he was in L.A.
Sure.
But that's also not a great look that you're firing these coaches and they're going other places and finding more success.
Nick Saban?
I mean, I'd call him. Yeah.
I'm serious. Like, what do you do if you end up having to move on from him?
If it's a disastrous year.
You got to go big, dude. You can't. It can't be another.
Lincoln Riley was as big as like that was huge.
I agree.
It was such a shocking move when they made it.
Double down, right?
Dan
can't
Lanning.
Can't shy away from a big name because the last big name didn't work.
Yeah, yeah. You got to go big or go home. I don't think it'll happen. I think USC will be fine this year.
Imagine if Saban came to the Big Ten at USC.
It'd be wild. The only saving grace there is how old is he? 76, 75?
I think he's 73.
He can't hang on for that long.
It also has to just be a thorn in the side, which is what makes Oregon fans so giddy, is that like they literally left the Pac-12 and helped blow it up because
they tried to run away
from
us.
Scared of that other team out west.
Hello!
And how's that gone?
Ha! We're here. Went 13-0.
You got a full share, and we did, and we still whooped your ass.
We did. We won a Big Ten road game last year.
You didn't lose to Maryland.
Yeah.
God, that's a low point.
Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new Hard Hops Blackberry Seltzer, infused with Strata hops made with real blackberries. Hard hops are available now at a store near you
Absolutely.
And in my hand every time I'm on the golf course. It's the new drink of the golf course. Mm-hmm. Let's get to a couple of the college football notes. Somebody had a take on this guy being like that guy, and I'm wondering if we see it and if we agree. Also, an enemy of mine becoming a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Next. On 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where does this person rank the rebuild in Rose City? We'll get to that coming up top of the hour. Happy Thursday morning, everybody. Before I get to an enemy of mine, bringing up a really good point, and I hate to admit it, but I will when they do. I saw this yesterday, and I'm wondering if you guys think this is a fair comparison and if there's any juice to it.
Okay.
there is a standalone game on the opening weekend of college football. Monday, I think it's the week Labor Day night. Labor Day
we'll
night.
Have it for you.
I couldn't remember if it was week zero or week one, but it's week one. So it's Labor Day, Monday night, Labor Day.
There's only one reason this game is on Monday.
Well, so this connects. So there is a programmer at ESPN, one of their, what is it, a senior director of programming and acquisitions at ESPN.
Okay.
And he is claiming behind the scenes they have a view of Bill Belichick as this year's Deion Sanders. And they are planning to, because they're the main broadcast partner for the ACC, they are planning ahead of broadcasting between 8 and 10 of North Carolina's games in prime windows on ESPN because they think that he will provide the ratings bump that prime brought to Colorado. Now, the irony of this is they play on Labor Day Monday night. Do you know who they play on Labor Day Monday night?
I do.
TCU.
Yeah.
Right.
Who was Deion Sanders' first game against?
Do you believe now?
It'd be funny if Belichick said that in his Belichick voice, like,
You believe me now.
That was the big noon game, I think, of week one of that year. That drew 7.3-ish million viewers.
Sonny Dykes still at TCU?
He is still indeed
good
at
to
TCU.
Know. Okay, he had a great year, and I know he kind of came down a little bit, but...
Do we feel that... Does Bill Belichick have this power, and just in terms of viewer? I'm not asking him, will he win, or what will the record be? Does he have a viewership power in the sport of college football this year?
I'm not going to try to guess if he beats or matches Deion numbers... But I will say, yeah.
There's a draw for you
as a
fan.
Initially. I thought that was a universal agreement that when he got hired, this was going to be part of it, that he was going to be premiered and showed everywhere, every time, even if his game doesn't seem great.
I think the other thing that helped Deion was he had Travis Hunter.
Well, yeah.
His kid was the quarterback.
Quarterback. Stuff. And he talked a lot of trash.
Yes, I can't name a player on North Carolina.
I'll never forget. Their quarterback's supposed to be pretty good. Off the top of my head, do I know his name? No.
Exactly.
I'll never forget the rate. I think it was their second game or third, whenever they played Colorado State.
Yeah.
And it was
the comeback, right?
It was the comeback. It was a night game. It was like 7:30, like West Coast kick, 10:30 Eastern. And I want to say that game had like 14 million viewers. It was one of the craziest.
Gio Lopez.
Gio Lopez.
I just heard the name the other day and I'd forgotten.
I think he's a true freshman, right? He's coming in and
supposed
to be the real deal. And that was the moment where I'm like, oh my God, this is a level of power in terms of driving ratings that we have never seen maybe in the history of the sport. Getting that many viewers for a Colorado State game late at night should not happen. Like, this definitely will draw. I'm fascinated to see how it all works out in terms of a television standpoint, because Belichick is one of the biggest names in the history of football. Him coaching North Carolina still doesn't feel real. And we had this.
Not talking about this.
No.
No.
Is she shown on the broadcast?
Yes. She has to be. If she's in the stadium and on the sideline, she has to be.
Well, she's not going to be in the sideline. She'll probably
be. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty confident. I think she'll be in a suite.
I hope she has a headset on.
That would be, they go to her in the suite and she has a headset.
Play sheet and a headset.
Oh my God, that would be the funniest thing ever.
Talk about a ratings bonanza. If you show me her in a press box with a headset on.
Look, I've been out on him for a minute. I think you could just look at things and say, all right, he's kind of aged out of the sport a little bit. This is different. College is not the NFL, and
it's
so
the ACC.
And now you got Narduzzi. Is like, they better be good. They hire that guy. Like, plus the Jordan Hudson stuff with the Pablo Torre report and the CBS interview. Yeah, man. Like, I could have told you that as a non-exec of ESPN.
Non-ESPN programmer.
Let's play the North Carolina-Pittsburgh game today. Narduzzi says they better be good. They had a weird start to their season last year, right? There was a lot of, are they real? I want to see it. And I want to see if it's failing. I want to see if it's good. I want to see if it's middle of the road. I want to see it. It's
whether
weird
it's
that
good
he's
or bad, you're attracted to it. Either
yes.
way.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Monday night of Labor Day weekend, North Carolina TCU. We'll see if it beats Deion's opener. 7.3 million viewers. Considering it's a standalone game and that was a big noon game, I wouldn't be shocked at all if this brings in 10 million viewers.
You could go through the list of the Labor Day weekend games because I already did this. You can say, why is that the premier game? Go through the list and tell me what game should be there instead of North Carolina TCU.
The Monday night standalone
game?
The
Monday standalone.
I mean, I would probably rather watch, because I don't think North Carolina is going to be great this year. Belichick is interesting, but I don't think North Carolina is a great team.
But this is entertainment, man. This isn't just about
good
teams,
about it.
Right? So go through the list and you tell me what game is not being as a national aired game should be in place of that.
I'm more interested in Alabama and Florida State. Just as a general college football fan, I'm more interested in that game.
I would assume that's a prime time. Is that a 1 o'clock, like the primetime afternoon game? Like,
When is that?
You might have a point.
That is the 12:30 game on Saturday on ABC.
That's a pretty good time.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not a bad. I'm not saying it's a bad slot. I'm saying in terms of like, would I rather watch that as a standalone game or North Carolina TCU?
Dude, talk about needing the red zone of college football. Texas, Ohio State at noon.
Yeah.
Syracuse at Tennessee at noon, and then at 12:30, Bama, Florida State.
It's a nice little slate for Week One. Nice little slate. LSU, Clemson is your primetime game of the night.
Florida Atlantic, Maryland.
Yeah, I mean, how? Can't wait.
DeQuinsney against Pittsburgh.
I mean, we haven't even brought up Oregon, Montana State yet. Do you know Montana State won a national title last year? We're playing the defending national champions to open our season.
15 wins.
Can't make it any harder than that.
Fordham and Boston College. Watching that game.
Cal Oregon State's actually a fun little Saturday night game, too. It's a really good Week One slate.
Tell me who's watching Central Connecticut against UConn.
The answer to that is nobody,
Jim Moore's family?
Nobody, Bob. That is the answer to that. I'll be curious to see what the numbers look like. It definitely will be one of those, we're all going to get attracted to play and watch it.
Sorry.
What?
Never in my life has Swag said something off air to me where I've interrupted you.
Yeah.
That's massive news.
What happened?
TMZ is reporting that Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71.
Hogan died.
Steroids, dude.
Whoa.
Steroids.
Oh, wow.
So Malcolm Jamal Warner, Ozzy Osbourne, and Hulk Hogan.
That's your threesome right there.
Man.
It's a pretty powerful one.
It's the one I cared about the least.
The Hulkster.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Didn't end well for him.
Dead at 71. That is pretty shocking news.
Stunning.
It's absolutely stunning.
I feel like he just did interviews. And
he was just at the RNC ripping his shirt off.
I saw a more recent interview than that one.
Oh, did you? Yeah. That was the last time I think I saw him.
I saw him being booed on Netflix in Los Angeles.
He was getting booed on
Netflix.
He
showed up at an event in LA. The crowd literally just started booing him.
The Hulkster, man. NWO.
Reality television, too. The Hulk Hogan family
as
well.
The Hulk Hogan family had their, talk about issues as a family. They certainly had their share of them.
What a wild ride that guy had.
What a crazy
take
life.
Your vitamins, kids, times super racist guy.
Yes. To suing the media outlet for publishing his, and he won the lawsuit, too. Didn't he win? I mean, that was a big deal when he won the lawsuit. Hulk Hogan dead at 71. There's your breaking news of the day.
Do you rip a shirt off today?
Could you rip a shirt off? I want to say
just
yeah.
Just wear the bandana.
Like, could you rip that shirt off right now?
I think this one I could. It's a
you
light
think you
material.
Could? You think you could?
Do you
now,
want
you gotta
me
go
to?
Like you got to go,
You want me to rip my shirt
from
off?
The neck hole? I think at the end of the show, we should do it in the final segment. I don't want you to have to do an hour of radio shirtless, although that would be very on brand for you.
You sure you didn't get butt cracked? Because I'm not seeing that. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, TMZ Sports is the outlet that had it. I kind of want you to do it now in the last segment of the show. I think you need to. You got a lot of white tees. I know
what
you got a lot of white
tees.
What
if I don't rip it? That's embarrassing.
I mean, you claimed good. This is a bit of a 500.
I didn't claim
I think you did.
I said, are we?
Swigart, was there a claim? I think there was a claim there.
Go back and check
the tape.
He said he probably could.
He said you probably could. You said it was a thin t-shirt. You probably could. This is 500 yards into the ocean for you. Except we have an ocean because you're wearing the t-shirt. I think we need to see this final segment. I'm going to put that up as a poll question. Should Sprague rip his shirt Hulk Hogan style in the last segment of the show?
I got to rip it all the way off.
You got to rip it off. I mean, once you start the rip, you're not going to repair the shirt.
Dude.
How much does that white shirt cost you?
I think it was a pack for $10.
How many came in the pack?
Four or three?
$3 or $2.50 for a t-shirt?
I'll
give you $5. How about that? I'll buy two white t-shirts for you in the aftermath of it. You're coming out on top of
this. Walk into this
and now you got to drive home shirtless. So keep an eye out for Sprague on the way back. Put the poll question up. Hulk Hogan, RIP to the Hulkster. He has passed away at the age of 71.
I haven't committed to this. This is ridiculous.
You're still waiting to see final confirmation.
Well, I'm going
to
hang out in the office a little bit. I can't be shirtless.
Oh, the shirt. Yeah, we got to go. We're way against it. Will we have time for audio next? I don't know, but the Hulkster's died. Back after this on 105.1 The Fam. Yeah, this one's conflicting, right? I mean, late
it's
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, not great. It's weird.
He's also the Hulkster. And the lightning yellow and the orange and the red and the ripping the shirt and the mustache. And Swag's not a wrestling guy, so he didn't get it. But him and the Ultimate Warrior in my childhood.
Dude, I would argue Swag may get it the most because without Hulk, I don't know if wrestling
Andre
is
the Giant?
Close to
this. The Hulkster was, I mean,
he said it was
a wrestling
for you.
Guy, but yeah, the Hulkster took over.
He is
there.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
I would say the first crossover wrestler from like a super mainstream.
He was the first one to go mainstream.
Like that was crazy.
And then you had other guys that followed suit.
Him, and then he had like a Sunday morning cartoon came later. And
action figures.
Everything.
Movies.
Yeah. Movies. Yep.
Remember there's a babysitter movie in there. He did a Rocky movie.
Yeah. Good points from listeners here at the Fan Text Line. You can interact with us there, 503-864-6326. Somebody's saying Sprague's pulling a Swag.
What?
Swag hasn't proved he can swim 500 yards in the ocean. Sprague's backing out of ripping his shirt off now. At least Dirt ate the six hot dogs when he claimed that he could. If you could find a way to give me an extra 6 inches, I'm all for
it. We asked a barista like a week and two ago if they... Hey, do you think that guy could swim 500 yards in the ocean?
We did ask that. She looked at him like he was crazy. Like, no, no, you can't do that.
Well, you know.
I just don't think you're understanding what 500 yards is. I really don't.
I don't know what 500 yards is.
Don't change the subject. Don't deflect in this segment. I'm trying to find. I thought I had a choke down six of them.
All right, I'll do it.
I don't know where they went.
I'll do it.
But a listener also brought up a good point.
I think I can do it.
I think you can, too. A listener brought up a good point, though, that we got to have a T-shirt laying around somewhere. Do we have any T-shirts in the building? One of our radio stations has
somebody's
to have a t-shirt.
Those
in
might
a closet.
Get more difficult because those fan t-shirts are cheap, so they're like thick cotton.
That thick cotton.
That
bolt.
Hot, thick cotton. You're like, why am I wearing this t-shirt?
This could be the most viral video we ever do if you rip your t-shirt off in the final segment.
Definitely not.
We're going to clip the hell out of that thing. Turn it into a GIF.
You just realize you're doing something you don't want to do.
I love peer pressuring people into doing
every
things.
Day. Oh, sorry.
Well done. Well done.
So, look, we weren't going to get to a lot there, but the point remains.
I'm conflicted.
I'm very conflicted, and I think it's okay to be conflicted.
Like, I didn't like him at the end at all when all this stuff started coming out about him.
Letting the N-word fly, like, no thanks on Hulk Hogan.
He kind of also created my childhood interest in fandom of wrestling.
Yes. 100%.
Because I used to watch before the WCW and the Stone Cold, and like, I had a friend who had grandparents that used to watch the WWF. Like, The Undertaker and Hulk Hogan was the biggest of the deals.
Yes. His heel turn, one of the all-time
that was
moments
huge.
Of my childhood.
Yeah, it was.
Him going over to the NWO.
Was it Bash at the Beach and he just leg drops?
Out of nowhere.
Man.
Shocking. Little Dirt was very surprised by that. Very surprised.
Probably throwing stuff in the ring like everybody else.
No, don't do it, Hulk! No!
For life.
We got a lot to get to. In the final hour of our fine radio program, I want to start, let's change it up a little bit. We haven't talked a lot about him in the last 2 days. Somebody ranking a rebuild here in the Rose City. Where does that rebuild rank? We'll get to that. I haven't gotten to my enemy audio. We got some other NFL notes to get to. It is a loaded final hour on a Thursday. Don't go anywhere. 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.